As the final lesson of this series, we ask the basic question. So what is tshuva? So as we've learned, and please God, we'll continue to learn for the rest of our lives, tshuva is many things, and it can be understood in many ways. But one model for tshuva is light. Each one of us, deep down inside, carries with us a spiritual illumination, a light, a spark that is given to us by Hashem that can never be darkened. That light is not just within each of us individually, it's within the entire world. All of humanity has this light, this spiritual light, which over the course of history, Hashem continues to reveal a little more at a time through humanity, through the course of history. Tshuva is the means through which we allow this light within us to shine more brightly. Over time, we've covered this light. Perhaps imagine a blanket over a lamp, and we've darkened its influence. Through tshuva, we remove the layers and let the light shine forth into our lives and into the entire world. Perhaps we've walked away from the light a little bit. We've strayed, and we see more darkness. So we return back to ourselves, to the light within us, and it shines brightly. We feel its warmth, and it illuminates everything. This is a return on an individual level, the tshuva of the Yachid, but it's also true on a national level and on a global level of all of humanity. These two, says Rav Kook, are interrelated. Because when we bring that light forth as individuals, we ultimately bring the light forth in the entire universe. Rav Kook teaches in the fourth chapter of Orot HaTshuva, Amnam yachid sheshav b'muvan ze mochalin lo ulekol ha'olam kulo. An individual who returns, indeed, he is forgiven, and the entire universe is also forgiven. There is a spiritual effect that every individual has on the entire world. On one level, I imagine that this is a deep spiritual and mystical and metaphysical concept, that what I do matters on a cosmic level, on a metaphysical cosmic level. But there is a more practical, basic influence, as Rav Kook continues. V'chein, yecholim rabim lehit'alot l'tchuna ha'idealit ha'gnuza b'nishmat ha'uma. And so, many individuals are able to elevate themselves to the ideal state which is hidden, which is enclosed within the soul of the entire nation, ayidei tshuvat ha'yachid, through the tshuva of one individual. Hashav l'matara zo shel hit'afshirut hazrachat tshukat gaon ha'uma b'taharata. Who returns, this one individual, to this great ideal of enabling the light to shine forth, of ultimately the expression of the pure, full nation. If I open my spiritual doors, that inspires and enables the person next to me to open theirs. If I kindle my light brighter, well, that light contributes to the entire light of all of Israel. And when that light shines brighter, the person next to me, or the person somewhere else in the world, they are inspired, they are enlightened, to they themselves uncover more light, more tshuva in their life. Each one of us has the capacity to discover the light within us, to enable it to shine brightly, and through that, to transform ourselves through the process of tshuva, and ultimately transform our entire world. Thank you very much for joining us. I wish you all the best in your journey on the process of tshuva.